With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It all started as a bedtime story in Albany, New York. A father named Bill began telling his son Brendan, aged four, the tale of a kid named Charlie Malarkey, who woke up one morning to discover that his belly button had been stolen.
I don't know how far I got the first night, but it was far enough that it sounded okay, and I went back to it on a subsequent night to tell him another bedtime story.
Pretty soon, Bill ran out of story ideas and asked young Brendan to help out.
After a time, we had accumulated enough events and enough jokes that I said, this is not a bad idea. We should make this into a children's book.
But when Bill tried to put the story on paper, he couldn't. There was no spark of the imagination.
And what happened then was that I brought Brendan into the picture and started from scratch, brought him up to my office, and he sat down in the rocker, and we would go back and forth. I'd say to him, what do you think happens now?
Then the story began to take off. It became a book. It was magical. The Bill in this report is William Kennedy, winner of the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Critics Circle Award for his novel Ironweed. Kennedy's son Brendan is now 16 and is pretty low-key about the book he co-authored, Charlie Malarkey and the Belly Button Machine.
I was happy about it, but I didn't think it was, you know, anything particularly great.
In fact, Brendan never even thought Charlie Malarkey would be published.
It got rejected a number of times. We waited for a couple years, then we sent it around again, and got rejected again a number of times. After Ironweed came out, we sent it around one more time, and it still got rejected.
Finally, the Atlantic Monthly Press brought out Charlie Malarkey and the Belly Button Machine with illustrations by Glenn Baxter, a book for children by William and Brendan Kennedy. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There's no doubt that the lives of William Kennedy and his family have been changed for the better by the Bard of Albany's recent literary success. For example, Kennedy is the winner of a MacArthur Foundation $264,000 tax-free grant. He won the Pulitzer and the National Book Critics Circle Award for his novel Ironweed, for which he wrote the screenplay and which is now being filmed. Kennedy's 16-year-old son, Brendan, admits life has improved now that his dad has been discovered, so to speak.
It's more fun, travel a lot more.
Brendan is getting a little attention, too, these days. With his dad, he co-wrote a children's book called Charlie Malarkey and the Belly Button Machine. But William Kennedy says he's not trying to steer Brendan into a writer's career.
Brendan is in no way under pressure from me to be a writer. This is a fluke.
But Brendan has started to write a sequel to Charlie Malarkey. As for William, he's been working on another novel, Quinn's Book, one of his Albany cycle, a series of books set in his upstate hometown.
The prose comes more easily, I think, now, with more control. But the story, making it out of nothing, is no easier now than it ever was.
But Kennedy says writing is a continuing pleasure.
I get as much satisfaction now as I got out of it when I was writing The Ink Truck.
His first novel. Not long ago, Kennedy bought the Albany house where the mobster Legs Diamond was gunned down, a house that appears in Kennedy's novel, Legs.
Toward the end of the Legs Diamond house, so to speak?
That's my office.
Legs Diamond house. You didn't put a plaque out front, I
There was a plaque out front when I bought it. Somebody stole it.
William and Brendan Kennedy's children's book, the tale of a kid who stages a search for his missing belly button, is Charlie Malarkey and the Belly Button Machine, with illustrations by Glenn Baxter, published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.